Roger Knox is the Koori King of Country, a proud Gomeroi man. Roger's musical experiences span decades, from singing gospel in church choirs as a child to touring with his family band Yarrabba and so much more. His contributions to Australian music have earned widespread recognition, including the Jimmy Little Award for Lifetime Achievement, induction into the National Indigenous Music Hall Awards Hall of Fame, the Tamworth Country Music Galaxy of Stars, the NAIDOC National Artist of the Year. Now in his 70s, Roger is writing and recording his own songs for the first time. He's got a couple of shows scheduled locally over the weekend, and he joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. An honour to have you here, Roger Knox.
Hey, good morning, Ben.
Thank you so much for joining us. The new album, Bulanabi and the Old North Star, it's a landmark debut collection of original songs for you, because I guess you made your name here as one of the finest interpreters of songs, but doing your original works for the first time.
Yeah, I've been doing it for a long, you know, pretty much, but I never actually put pen to paper until this time.
And it's a beautiful collection.
Yeah, it's just songs that sort of says something to me anyway, and, you know, talks to me about different things. And, they just stuff that I, you know, I've been sort of talking about this stuff for a long time.
Yeah.
But first time I sort of got together and put pen to paper and did something about it, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty happy about it.
I think you should be. And it's one of those things as well on this album, you've got the family all over it. The family threads run throughout the record.
Yeah, they... I'm real honoured, to, you know, that because Buddy, my son, he played guitar, and his son, Tinjoy, he played drums and some rhythm, he did some harmonies, and yeah, it was a great, you know, family thing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was hard work at first because we only had three time. We booked a recording studio, and we didn't, you know, only had about 3 days, and in between we were interrupted by sorry business, and I had to leave. And but people like Jason Walker and Toby Martin, Rowan Powell, and Buddy, and my son, they just put things together well till I came back, and it was hectic then from the last 2 days, pretty much all day, half the night, same again. But it was well worth the effort, you know. And it's been a long time in the making. I've recorded, well, I can't remember the date, but it was almost 2 or 3 years, maybe 4 years.
Yeah.
And we just, you know, and took it to different studios and you know, different studio, like people like Solar Records in Stanthorpe. His name is Andy, he's a pretty good sound man, and he recorded Kev Carmody and that, and Andy Wilmot, his name was. And we went, you know, pretty much everywhere just to finish it off and to get it mixed and that, because our time ran out in the university where we were recording, yeah.
And it's great. It's really, really wonderful to have there. It's been a life of yours just spent in music, and so great to be able to share that there with the children. Do you recall how old Buddy was when he first picked up a guitar?
He was 15, I think. We did our first recording at Enric Studio in Tamworth. He was 15 or 16.
Yeah.
He played lead guitar on some of them tracks in those early years. So, yeah, it was a story about, you know, when I was, sort of came out of hospital, I was in recovery, and I continued singing, but I couldn't play guitar, so I had to drag, or not drag, but coax Buddy out of school, you know?
Yeah.
And he'd been in trouble with me all them years, you know, here and overseas. So, yeah, he started 16 years of age. Wow. And you know, I'll let you in a secret. Now, I didn't teach him anything. I didn't teach him any chord.
Yeah.
I might have said some things around him, not to him. You know, he could hear what we were talking about, and he made the decision. And I think his mum taught him a couple of chords, and yeah, he went from there. So, I mean, I wasn't, you know, I didn't call it sad. I just call it, these things happen.
Yeah.
Because I was too busy, I didn't have and time, you know, and to teach them. And, but they just listened and they just learned, you know, their own way, yeah.
It was a thing that was meant to happen, and testament to your influence among people. Obviously, you're working with Toby Martin from Youth Group and also from his solo work. And the record is going to be out on vinyl and CD via Darren Henlon's Flippin' Yeah record. So multiple generations of Australian music all helping you get your music out to the world there, and all obviously completely enamoured with your work, Roger.
Yeah, well, I appreciate, you know, I mean, people like Darren, I've worked with him before, and, you know, you meet such a lot of great people within music, and music, you know, brings out the best of pretty much everyone.
Mm.
You know, digs down into your heart and brings the best out of people.
And you'll be...
Yeah.
I was going to say, you'll be bringing that to local venues here for the next little while. Saturday night, you're going to be at the Campbelltown Arts Centre, then Sunday night at the Petersham Bowling Club.
Yeah, I've been to the Petersham before, the bowling club, with a friend of mine from Chicago, John Langford.
Oh, right. Oh, there you go. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, I spent time over in Chicago with John. Performed at the Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And he came out here and toured with him out here. So he was a great help to me too, John. And him and I put the song Prison Walls together.
Oh, okay then. All right. Well, I might have to give that a spin here in a second on 2SER Breakfast. Roger Knox, it is just such an absolute honour and pleasure to have you on here. We've been playing your music on this show for ages now, and just to be able to speak to you in person and find out more about you, it's wonderful to have you here, and so great that the new album is out and available on vinyl and CD. It's called Bullinubby and the Old North Star by Roger Knox, family and friends.
Thank you, Danny. I mean, I've been to the 2SER studios on the 24th floor.
Back in the day, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're on the ground floor now, so much easier to get
really?
To. Yeah, you'll have to, next time you're able, next time you're here in the city, pop on into the studios. We'd love to have you here.
Yeah, wow. That's a big change, eh? That's a big fall. No, not a fall, but a...
Well, I mean, yeah, I think there's probably a strong argument there, Roger.
Appreciate you giving me some time, you know, Danny.
My absolute pleasure. It's just an honour to have you here. Roger Knox on at the Campbelltown Arts Centre this Saturday, 12th of July. Petersham Bowling Club this Sunday, 13th of July. The Koori King of Country, the new album is called Bullinubby and the Old North Star. Out now. Roger, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Dan.